Lori Prox here with Andrew Roche of the Valdez Snow Machine Club. And we wanted to talk a little bit about the Valdez Mountain Man Hill Climb. This event's been going for many, many years. So let's check into the dates and then explain for folks. We have a lot of new people in town always. So tell us what the event is and what you're expecting for the 2023 season.
Yeah, Lori, the Mountain Man Hill Climb is a three-day event that we hold in Thompson Pass, right at 27.5 miles, the Richardson Highway. The Valdez Snow Machine Club Mountain Man Hill Climb for 2023 is held April 14th through April 16th in Thompson Pass.
All right. And if I remember correctly, Saturday, Sunday, most of the riding happens, and then Monday is a contingency day, or are you actually doing three full days of riding?
So this event gets bigger and bigger every year, and we were able to barely get all of the racing done in 3 days last year. In addition to the hill climb, which is our main event, there's a hill drag event, and there's a hill cross event that features some built terrain and jumps that we go through.
All right. And so I need you to define hill climb, because mine would be these guys get on a sled, and girls, and they go up as high as they can a mountain without falling off. So I need a little bit. I'm sure you could explain it much better than that. But for a spectator, it's pretty entertaining to see how high people can climb. That's the basic gist of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Lori. That's the basic gist of it. We have a marked course with a series of gates. There's red gates and blue gates. The red gates, the racer has to pass with their right shoulder. And the blue gates, the racer passes with their left shoulder. And some of the racers don't make it to the top, and we call that a high mark. And if a racer reaches the top, they get a total elapsed course time. And the racer that has the shortest elapsed time, they win.
All right. And I don't know how to say this nicely either, but it takes some guts to just go for it, right? And you had some young riders and some hot young female riders that were just went for it in the last few years. We've got plenty of metal here in town, people giving it a go, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The youth racing portion of it has grown tremendously, and the women class has been evolving into this unique race, and it gets bigger and bigger every single year.
And I should mention, it is great spectating. I think I did mention that, but explain how it's a little bit of a, you know, folks with campers. And I wanted to mention too, people not just from Valdez. I said Valdez, but there are people who also come from all over the place to compete in this. And it's kind of like a big party up there in Thompson Pass, right? Because they bring their big sleds, they bring their trailers, their lawn chairs, and it's a fun event to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of racers, they come down for a whole week. They get their snow machines ready, and they practice and practice. And the spectators. This is probably the best spectator opportunity for snow machine racing out of Valdez. You can see it right from the highway. You can camp up there, have a bonfire, enjoy the sunshine that we saw last year. I think the amount of sunshine up there drives the amount of spectators. Last year, you could barely find a parking spot.
I was going to say, we cannot guarantee the sunshine, but April is strategically calendared so that there's a pretty decent chance. There have been a lot of really nice hill climbs, but you guys are, it's Valdez style, so it's weather weather dependent. It's a go anyway, right?
Yeah, we always make sure racing's occurring as long as it's safe. That's for sure. We get a lot of weather in Valdez, but April, we see longer days and more sunshine.
Oh yeah, definitely. It sounds like with all these entrants, you need those longer days to get all the riding in. So people want to find out more about the Valdez Mountain Man Hill Climb. Remind us of the dates again. I think you said April 14th through 16th. And then where do they get that info?
Yeah, that's right. April 14th through the 16th. For up-to-date information, check out our website at valdezsnowmachineclub.org or follow us on Facebook.